Little Emily biting her sister, or is teenage Barry refusing to help around the house? Consulting psychologist David Carey joins us to answer all your parenting woes.
1890 453 106 is our low call number. Our text number is 53106. That will cost you 30 cents. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. Just on foot of the clip we played right at the start of the show, that's a particular product that you can bring into the toilet and it destroys the smell of poo and thus saving you your embarrassment. Lots of people have opinions about poo, it must be said, and that's the one subject so far today we've got the majority of the texts about. But obviously, now isn't the time to read them out. David Carey joins us once again for our parenting slot. David, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I'm very happy today because my oldest daughter, Erin Carey O'Gorman, arrived on a 10:54 a.m. flight, and she's here to visit for 4 days. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Erin. And welcome back to Ireland. This isn't our first time, I'm sure.
No, hardly. No, yeah.
God, she wouldn't be mistaken for a pole or anything with a name like that, that's for sure.
Well, she certainly doesn't look like one either, yeah. Let me tell you.
My first question is, my son is 11 years old and in fifth class. He's allowed a mobile phone to bring into school on a Tuesday as he is late at school, and it's just for emergencies to let me know he's okay. When he was in bed last night, he had forgotten to switch it off and heard it beeping. He looked at it only to see that he'd been added to a WhatsApp group of some kids from his class. Unknown to me, he got into the chat and the boys were all being cheeky to each other. My son, wanting to be funny to the others, posted 3 YouTube videos, 2 of which had titles mentioning the word penis. Another boy uploaded a 4th video. One parent saw this and reported it to the head. She called all the boys out to explain what was wrong with this. The boys were upset, as was my son. He put up three of the 4 videos. He was kept at a bit longer and get the warning to and the warning was reinforced. He was upset and crying, but he felt he learned from it. The problem is that when he went back into class, the teacher totally humiliated him by shouting at him, told him he was filthy, disgusting, rude and dirty in front of all of his class. He was distraught when they picked him up. I was ready to read the riot act, but he was hyperventilating and had turned totally red and with blue lips. It was scary and took almost 15 minutes to calm him down. He kept saying he was useless, stupid and worthless. I was sorry for destroying how I felt about him and my disappointment with him. I did tell him he is so important to us all and we love him always, no matter what. The head did ring me and said what had happened and that she didn't open the videos, as seeing the titles was enough. She was firm, but very fair, and said that the young boys didn't understand what they were doing. We'll organise a talk for them in internet safety. What should I do? Do you think he might need to see a child psychologist to discuss this? What should I say to this teacher? Myself and my husband have decided to go into school with him in the morning to talk to both.
What a story.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot here. Number one question, why was your son having his phone, he's 11 years of age, in his room at night?
Yeah.
Wrong. Shouldn't do that. So I don't know how much we can believe that he accidentally forgot to turn it off. Mm. Nonetheless, he made a mistake. He has been scolded and reprimanded by the school principal. If I am to take what is said that the teacher said to him at face value, I must conclude that this is an educator who does not belong in a classroom, and sanctions should be put in place. So, stay calm, parents. Don't go ballistic. Go in, talk to school principal. Your son does not need to be present for this conversation. State quite clearly you want to see the teacher and the principal together. Repeat what your son said was said to him. If it's acknowledged that that is exactly what happened, let the school principal and the teacher know that you will write a letter to the chair of the board of management of the school, that you will write a letter of complaint to the teacher's council, and that you will reflect on the possibility of being required to write to social services because your child has been humiliated and verbally abused in the classroom. Mm. That's what you must do. I take a very strong conservative stance on these kinds of incidences. But I do say, and I preface this, we need to find out if indeed the boy's story is verbatim accurate, that is what the teacher said to him in the classroom.
Yeah. That is the problem, though. It's a bit of a he said, she said situation.
Yeah,
really.
However, children don't usually make up stories like that.
Yes.
Now, this boy has already been put on the spot for his mistake. Mm. He's an 11-year-old, still probably a bit innocent about some of these things. Mm. We don't know the content of the YouTube videos, but I would wager if, in fact, they were YouTube videos, they were not sexually explicit, because YouTube doesn't post sexually explicit material ever, nor do they post videos with strongly profane language in them. Mm. So the word penis wouldn't be considered off base in a YouTube video. So the boy was spoken to, and now the boys are going to have a little conversation, as is, I hope, the whole class, on internet safety. This is something we have to do. But teachers' alleged response to the boy is wrong. There's no way we can excuse such a thing, I'm afraid. And I would, if I was the parent, follow the steps I have outlined. It's not going to make you very popular in the school, but nonetheless, people need to know that a teacher did this.
Yeah,
if absolutely. It happened.
If it happened.
If it happened. Please be sure to check the facts. The facts can be ascertained easily enough, because I'd wager your son has a couple of friends in that classroom whose parents you know.
And you might be able to get corroboration.
You will get corroboration from those parents, because the other children would have gone home. By the way, the other children equally could have been humiliated and traumatized by this. Now, the boy's response was one of deep and grave distress. Question has been asked, does he need psychological assistance? Right now, probably not. You be tender with him. There's no need for any more discussion of his wrongdoing. He knows what he did was wrong, and it was a mistake in living. Let's not make these things into a hanging offense, Sean, just yet. But you need to be kind to him. You need to reassure that he is loved. He feels, according to what we know, that he has disgraced his family. He has not.
Oh, gosh.
Reassure, comfort, assuage. Hopefully business back to usual. Watch his sleep pattern. Watch his emotional tone. Observe how easily he will re-enter into the classroom, because these things can be deeply humiliating and make someone not want to go. I had an experience with a colleague many years ago who got himself in a spot of bother, and it was in the newspaper. He worked in the hospital with me, and he disappeared for a week and a half. And it was only when I managed finally to get through to him and say, look, we actually all care for you. You're not a bad person. You made a mistake. Please come back to work and hold your head high, that he was able to come back in. People sometimes can't deal with this. Social disapproval. So the stakes are high. If in a week or two the boy still appears to be this gravely distressed, you might want to get some very short-term counseling for him, or even just a one-off consultation. But don't rush into it just yet.
My husband is an alcoholic. We found out the extent of this about 6 months ago. Since then, he's been in rehab and struggles. The family are struggling too. I've been honest with my 12 and 14-year-old, and I know teenagers are inclined to be moody, but would their behaviour be linked to what's happening with their father? Should I take them to a counsellor?
Well, I can't possibly say whether their behaviour could be linked to their father or not. Could it? Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Is it? I have no idea. And we also don't know what kind of behaviour we're talking about.
Yes.
Mood swings in adolescence, of course, are entirely normal and no reason for alarm. Now, we do have programs. Alateen exists for children of alcoholic parents. They're similar to AA meetings, except they're not structured the same way, where young people can come together in a group format. They all share one thing in common, an alcoholic parent, and they can listen or talk as they wish to the stories of others and be guided into helping to understand. I don't know how severe the alcoholism is. There's some good news in here. The alcoholic parent went into rehab.
Yeah.
And of course, he's struggling. He needs support. I am hoping, beyond all possible hope, that he continues to work his program with aftercare. That means attendance at AA meetings 7 days a week initially.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to work your program. The only hope is to work your program. I am not in favor of non-alcoholic spouses giving unlimited second, third, fourth, and fifth chances to an alcoholic spouse. Maybe a second chance.
Yeah.
Everyone can make a slip. But the collateral damage done when there is alcoholism in the family is profound.
Yeah.
Particularly on children. And if it's severe alcoholism, Sean, you know this, sometimes they can't even bring friends into the house because they're fearful of what state the parent might be in. So consider Alateen for them, particularly the 14-year-old. Talk to them about this. Find out yourself what their feelings and thoughts might be, if they'll share them with you. Watch and observe for behavioral changes. If you feel you need to take them to a counselor, please feel free to do so. Sometimes it's just a one-off visit, and the counselor can assure you that, look, they're fine. They need a little bit of watching. Do this, do that. Everything will be fine. Or, no, they need some short-term advisement, and I'm happy to help. So,
yeah. Yeah, actually, what left out of me about that is that we found out the extent of this about 6 months ago, which kind of implies that until 6 months ago, he had always been an alcoholic, but he'd been conducting it kind of in secret to a degree, and they didn't know how bad things were.
Well, that's quite possible, isn't it?
Yeah, and
that happens sometimes.
And that, I imagine, would add to the sense of shock. Yeah.
Well, it's devastating, devastating. But the good news here is this gentleman went into rehab. That's a very positive thing, because that's something that not all alcoholics do early on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think there's some reason to be positive here. And part of the rehab program can be some family intervention to help the young people.
Yes, indeed.
And the spouse.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
very common as well.
Yeah.
So have your husband work his program. See to what extent you and the children can join in with the program, and all will be well, I hope.
Yeah. A few texts about the first question we had about this young fella who somewhat foolishly shared some YouTube videos with the word penis in them, and then all hell broke loose in the school afterwards. That poor kid, he made a silly mistake. If that teacher did say that, then that's just awful and shouldn't be let slide. David's dead right, well said. Someone else says this is nonsense. The child posted porn links and classmates were involved. The teacher has tried to address the issue. Trust your teacher or teachers will simply give up trying to address issues. I know some teachers will no longer stop a fight as accusations have been made about physical contact, says a practicing teacher. Well, now, in fairness, in the letter, this parent does say that the head teacher dealt with it first and was completely fair enough. And they thought that that was kind of the end of it. And then other than perhaps a chat, the following week. But then when he went into school, it was his own teacher in the school who kind of apparently, according to these allegations, called him disgusting, rude and dirty in front of the class. That may have been, or depending, of course, they have to find out whether it's true or not, whether that was overkill or not. These WhatsApp messages all took place outside the school. Why has the school now become embroiled? The school should tell the parents to sort it out.
No.
No?
No. The school has a duty of care to all the children in it. A parent went to the school and raised a complaint. The school can't ignore it. The school is not in a position to say, oh, you all work it out amongst yourselves. We can't go down that road anymore, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was handled very appropriately by the school head, according to the information we have, who was firm, kind, provided an appropriate reprimand, and has now stated she will institute an educational intervention to see to it that the children are informed about the rights and wrongs of internet usage.
Yeah.
All of that is entirely appropriate.
Yeah.
If what happened in the classroom actually happened, it's not condonable under any stretch of the imagination.
When my son was in national school, he missed quite a bit due to illness. When he was in second class, the principal was giving a chat on absenteeism due to family holidays. She then singled out my son in front of the class and said if he missed another day, his parents would be getting a letter. He was mortified. There's somebody else says, so much drama from all involved in that story. Teacher, kid, his family, teacher, and even David. My God, can a child just not make mistakes and learn from them anymore? So much coddling and blame placing. It's absurd.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
No.
I mean, that's the whole point. If a child does something, makes a mistake, you try and point out to them that they have made a mistake, so they learn from. 53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cent. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. David Carey is still with us. A few more texts on the first question we had in, this 11-year-old. One, Angela says, I'm so annoyed and upset for that 11-year-old boy and how he was allegedly dealt with by his teacher. If this happened, it is abusive and should be reported. The damage that can be done by this individual is enormous. The child is lucky to have loving parents. Some don't, she says. Another texter says, teachers are to be held to the absolute highest of standards. For a teacher to publicly humiliate a student is unacceptable and is, in my opinion, an offence that should result in dismissal. Another texter says, the head of the school was right, the teacher was totally wrong. If they had an issue, they should have taken it to the head and not dealt with it in public. Would the teacher accept someone treating them the way they treated the child? I would say they'd have a union rep in as soon as, says the texter. Anyway, next question is this. I've noticed my 13-year-old son stashing food in his room. He has a bit of a weight issue, but I'm slow to address it as he's a quiet kid and he's quite sensitive. He's stashing sweets and crisps and all the typical stuff that would be in the press normally, but also I found fruit and sandwiches. I'm not sure if these are from his lunch. I need to be careful and sensitive about how I deal with this, but I don't know where to start. What would David recommend?
I'm happy to hear from a parent like this who's very sensitive to the needs and developmental level and status of her boy, who is has a bit of a weight problem. So you obviously are never going to say to children, boy, you've got a bit of a weight problem.
Yeah.
You're putting on some weight there, son. I think the simple truth is the way out. Son, I've noticed you've been stashing some wrappers and bars and some fruit and veg or whatever it might be in your room. That's not a good place to hold that stuff. If you want anything, please feel free to ask mom or dad. And we'll help you make a healthy choice. What we're going to do now, son, is I think we all need to go on a little bit of a better eating pattern here in the house. So we're going to buy less of the weighty stuff and the fatty foods and whatnot. You're going to help mom and or dad when we go shopping with this. And we're all just going to try to live a little better life. We make it a we issue, not a you issue. It saves and preserves his dignity. It doesn't make him feel like there's something wrong with his body, that he's getting too heavy, etc. And you solve the problem. Keep it very low key, please. You have a great sensitivity to your 13-year-old son. What a delicate age, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever are going to have a body image problem, that's likely when it'll arise. If someone says to you, you're putting on a lot of weight there. Look at the tummy on you, etc. Not a good way to go down it. Just some common sense approach. Problem will be solved. Mm. And, you know, look at yourself, too, by the way. Why is there so much availability of that stuff in the press at home?
Yeah.
Maybe you're buying too many of the wrong things. The occasional treat is no harm for anyone, I don't think, unless you're a diabetic, of course, or have medical problems. But the larder shouldn't be filled with Tato's and Mars bars and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And if it is, it needs to be locked.
Yeah. He's also stashing fruit and sandwiches, though. Which I assume is stuff for his lunch.
That's, but she doesn't know if it's from his lunch or not. And I would guess that might be now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trading that goes on in school, you know. Open that lunchbox and look. Oh, my God. Yogurt, water, a lettuce leaf. What do you have over there, Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, I got two packs of potatoes. Why? I'll trade you.
Yeah.
Not much to trade from the first lunchbox.
Though. I know someone who's a grown woman now, and you may know her too. And her mother told me just the other day that she was in the attic and she found a load of lunches that she'd stashed there 20 years ago. Which were trying to crawl out of the attic by themselves at that stage of the game.
What a discovery.
My 8-year-old daughter is turning into a bit of a kleptomaniac. She steals from her brother and I've caught her in my purse a few times. It can be anything from toys to money to jewellery, all of which is hidden in her room. I've given out to her, grounded her, took away her pocket money, you name it, but she still continues to do it. I wonder that she'll do it in a friend's house, or I worry that she'll do it in a friend's house or a relation's house. She never seems truly sorry for her actions. I'm just at my wit's end with her. How do I make her see that what she's doing is wrong?
What concerns me in this question is she never seems truly sorry for her actions.
Mm.
That's the concerning bit.
Yeah.
Stealing is a wrong thing to do. If you're caught, you are experiencing some consequences for your wrongdoing, and 99 out of 100 people feel bad, usually because they did the wrong thing. A few of them feel bad just because they got caught. We worry about those too. But one who shows no remorse or sorrow for their misdeeds is someone to be thinking about. Maybe there's a lack of conscience behind some of this. Why she is taking the things she's taking, I've no idea.
Mm.
You've tried consequences, reprimanding, talking to her about it. Nothing seems to work. You may want to get some counseling consultation for this girl at age 8. You're worried if it's happening in a neighbor's house or another family member's house. I'd be worried about that too. But unless you have some reason to believe it's happened, don't start thinking that it has happened. Always look for the evidence first.
Yeah.
You know, I think some more talking with the little girl is required here. But again, I'm concerned that she doesn't seem to feel sorry for what she's done.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Does an 8-year-old know? Can they fully grasp the concept of right and wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in terms of I've taken something that belongs to you.
Yeah.
And keeping it for myself. That's wrong.
Yeah. It is a kind of a worrying one, all right. Just going back to the 13-year-old who's stashing food in his room. Damien in Cork says his family eats all the nice food before he can have it. He ends up stashing it, but then ends up wolfing it down. Not his intention. The family is the problem. Consider him more.
No, how the heck do you know all that, Damien?
Yeah, you're inferring a lot there,
yeah.
Damien. But maybe the nice food, maybe all those crisps and sweets that perhaps shouldn't be there at all.
Well, you know, it's very easy to point fingers at the family,
yeah,
when we don't know all the facts. We don't know where he's getting the crisps and sweets. Are they coming from the press, or is he getting them from other young ones in school? Who knows?
Mm. Someone else says, Anne says, I did this because, this is stashing food in the room, I did this because I was deprived and I felt I deserved them. Maybe regulate treats better and he won't feel like eating them in secret.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point of view, feeling deprived and comfort eating as a result, obviously. I mean, Freud spoke about this, oral needs, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Sometimes when we're feeling very poorly about ourselves or feeling that people don't care or don't know or maybe as simple as they don't get you.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't get you. You'll take things and eat them and it feels comforting in the short term, but it's bad for you. There's a lot of possibilities here. But I like just the slow, easy, uncomplicated approach. Talk to the boy. Tell the truth. We found these things in the room.
Yeah.
Let's approach it as a family issue. We're going to eat a little bit more healthier, son. And we're all going to row in together. You can help us too.
Right. Okay. We'll squeeze in one more question before we let you go. It's one of the shorter ones. I have an 11-year-old daughter who has developed a very bad temper in the last year. She doesn't like her teacher, and I believe this is a trigger for her to be very irritable in the morning and on Sunday evenings. She shouts at my wife and sometimes uses swear words. She tells us she hates her life and wishes she was dead. Will this phase pass, or would you recommend therapy?
You and your wife need to come visit a counselor, therapist, psychologist, to discuss all the permutations of the problem and get advice. A child who swears and uses foul language at the parents is a child out of control and therefore frightened about being out of control.
Mm.
We have to draw a line in the sand in the family. We want our children to respect us. Now, in turn, we must use respectful language to them. If we are calling them bad names, even something like, how could you be so stupid? That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
We cannot demand respect if we don't give respect. However, I think in a situation like this, talk to a counselor. See what advice you might get. Just you and the mother. Come on in.
Yeah. And then perhaps bring in the 11-year-old later on?
Or is it
about how to deal with the 11-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah.
If she just doesn't like her teacher.
Well, that's another part of it. Sorry, I should have commented on that. Talk to the teacher.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because she's getting particularly upset and narky in the morning and Sunday evenings. So there's something going on in school that's unpleasant for this girl, I think. Let's find out what it is. Vast majority of teachers, particularly at primary school level, if you told them that my daughter's acting this way and saying she doesn't like you, they would be either stunned and want to correct that problem, or incredibly sympathetic or surprised or whatever, but they'd want to do something about it.
Mm.
Most teachers, despite the first example we've had,
yes,
really care deeply about children. And if they learn that a child doesn't like them, they want to do something about that.
Yeah.
I think we can trust the majority of our primary school teachers to do the right thing. Obviously, they're human beings, and they're not all saints.
Yeah, you'd wonder, though, might there be something else there as well? That, you know, there might be something about going to school she doesn't like.
Yeah.
That's not connected to the teacher.
Yeah, we just don't know. But she has said she doesn't like the teacher. It needs more investigation.
Yeah.
Let's talk to somebody at school, too.
David, always a pleasure. You go off now and have fun with your daughter. David Carey there.
Tune in every Wednesday from 2:45 to learn more about farming life on Moncrief.